Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Oh, well, a man ain't never left me. I left them. My fiance that I was engaged to, I broke that off. We bought a house together and everything, and I still cut it loose.
Do you want to be a guest?
Okay. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Oh, shit. Let me let my head down.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute. Oh, my God. Are you fucking 16? Are you fucking 14? Think. Is she fucking 15 years old? But mentally, yes, she is. Mentally, yeah. Most women's brains don't develop too far past 20 at max. I'm talking like, and this is doctorate level woman.
You have to be a willing participant. Did you come here to be a guest or did you come to watch?
I was coming to watch, but I'll be a guest. I'm a Leo, girl.
I like your personality already.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, Gazelle, where you calling me from, mama?
Connecticut. Yo, I'm home
from
state.
Connecticut. What part of Connecticut are you from?
I'm from Hartford.
Oh, my God, yes. My old stopping grounds. I'm from Waterbury, Connecticut.
Okay.
How old are you, Gazelle?
65.
What?
You know,
that's
yeah,
grandma.
Exactly.
What you do for a living?
I'm an entrepreneur. I have a construction commercial cleaning company, Sister Soldier Environmental Services, since 2012. I'm also a disabled veteran, but I'm really not disabled. Anyways, I just get a check.
I'm going to jail.
You're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
61 and don't know better than telling yourself. 61 on a dating app. It's just not okay. It's just not okay. And she just, I don't know, she's just a lot already. I couldn't deal with this first thing in the morning. I can't deal with it now. I guess it is the first thing in the morning, but can you imagine dealing with this day in and day out for the rest of your days?
Man, hell no!
Gazelle, do you know this is a worldwide show?
It's okay, baby. It's all in my book anyways. We good, boo.
But nobody want to see that.
But at this age, it just don't matter. Folks gonna think what they gonna think and say what they gonna say, baby. At this stage in the game. Okay.
Gazelle, you are funny. Okay.
Not funny. And this is what woes mean when they say they're funny. I'm over the top. I'm ridiculous. I'm absurd. I uncontrollably laugh and giggle at stuff that really ain't that funny. That's their definition of funny. When woes say, oh, I'm funny, or oh, I got this girlfriend, she's so funny. This is exactly what they mean. Men don't find it funny, I assure you.
Do you have any kids?
Grown. Grown and gone.
Grown yes. And gone. Okay.
Grown and
how
gone.
How many kids?
I have 3 sons living. I lost Emmanuel in 2002, but he's still with us. Emmanuel means God is with us. So he's, you know, he's with us. And I have 3 sons and a daughter, 7 grandchildren, not bad for an only child. Oh my goodness, I can't believe this.
Okay. Have you ever been married, Gazelle?
I have, twice.
Yikes.
No, look at me.
You lived your life. You had your chances to make a relationship work with a man that you reproduce life with. A serious relationship with a man just ain't for you anymore. Or it never was, but that's solidified now after 2 failed marriages. So just hang it up. Enjoy your 7 grandkids. You know, have a great relationship with your children. Because you're freaking obnoxious, lady.
I love a man with integrity and, you know, good character. You know, honest. I've recently been introduced to meeting individuals on social media. And, oh, my God, folks don't want to get their real phone numbers. You know, everything is WhatsApp. You know, one dude was he might be on here. I don't know. But he told me he was on the, he came from the floor of Wall Street. And we did the, you know, because he has an Android and I have an iPhone. I'm telling you too much information, but this shit is funny as hell.
At this point, it's just becoming too much.
You know, but we had an opportunity to do the FaceTime, and I was like, is that your bike behind you? And I'm not like,
you enjoy it. You like it. You like a little bit of the dysfunction. Low key, high key, you like it a little bit. I think you do. You're probably right. I don't know.
She's not smart enough to know this, but men don't want to hear about you talking about an experience you had with a man recently you was dating on a dating show trying to find a new man. Make it make sense, people. Because they get caught up in sister girl talk. You're not here to sister girl talk with Kendra. Well, actually, I think a lot of women do call up to sister girl talk with Kendra, and maybe finding a man is just would be like a bonus. It'd be like a bonus. They really, most of them call up here for, look, one of three reasons or one of two reasons. One, to just sister girl talk with their idol. Two, I want to make my situationship or relationship jealous. Make them get on their stuff because I'm on the Kendra G show. I told you I could move on. Or three, they come up here looking for help, really. Looking for some financial assistance. And maybe 10% of the time, women are genuinely calling up to find somebody and find love. That's probably the breakdown.
Good call!
Your bike behind you. And I'm not like people that don't drive. But oh, how do you go from working on the Wall Street to riding a bike to the diner? I'm done. Anyways.
Today, being retarded means leading a full life. Retarded people go to work or school just like their neighbors and come back to a real home. A supervised home right in the neighborhood. Where they belong. Being retarded never stopped anyone from being a good neighbor.
So, you know, I'm very highly spiritual. Yes, I'm one of the books at a local church here, cathedral, and all of that. However, as long as they have a relationship with God, I'm good. Love children. I founded a nonprofit for children who have a parent incarcerated. I hire individuals coming out of prison, other veterans such as myself.
That's just too much going on. You already got like three or four kids with seven grandkids. Then you got a nonprofit, and then you dealing with what, convicts to help them get a job. It's just too much. It's just too much going on. It seems like your life is filled. I don't feel like you just sit around the house moping around wishing you had a partner. It seems like you got plenty of stuff going on. So just please stay single for your sake and everybody's sake. Like, for safety reasons, I believe that women over 60 shouldn't still be on the dating market. And then for just human decency, I don't feel like women over 40 should still be trying to date. It's going to be best. At that point, it's going to be best for you and every potential man who would have been involved if you just don't date anymore. And probably better for your family and all that. Your mental health, your spiritual health. After 40, just hang it up, ladies. And after 60, for safety reasons, hang it up.
You know, what type of guy I like? Listen, please have a passport because I love to travel. I have like 4 vacations I have to use indefinitely. They wasn't going to sell me the 6 package without it being indefinite dates. Because as an entrepreneur, it's tough getting away sometimes.
My baby has like maybe 8 stamps in her passport and she's almost 3. I need a man named to keep up with that. I don't want to put a man in a predicament to where I'm like, all right, we out. You gonna take care of the house and feed the dogs? Because I don't want to do that to him. I would never crush a man's self-esteem like that.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. What do we have here, Grandma? Yeah, this shows who she is fully. This is a 60-plus-year-old woman hoe posing in front of a Benz like it's 1986 again. 1956, I don't know. Not 56, but yeah, we'll just go with 86. Because how many years ago? Yeah, that was about 40 years ago, wasn't it? That was about 40 years ago. It ain't 86 no more, Grandma. This is sad, and you're an embarrassment to the legacy that you built. This is crazy work. Not the shoes matching the purse with the little gold on the dress. This is stupid. This is silly and stupid right here.
It's the presentation. You understand what I'm saying? You know, just
be real with who you are, where you're at in life. You know, even at this late stage of the game, I feel like life is just beginning for me.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're gonna.
This
let
is
the
not
camera
true.
Keep rolling.
Okay, this is not. Doesn't even make sense.
I finally have an opportunity to just do Giselle. You know, but just be real with where you are. Point blank, period. You don't have to make yourself out to be someone that you're not. I come from nothing. I ain't, you know, it's, you know, this God just been good because I believe in serving others. So when you serve God's people, he will serve you. As long as you're doing it for the right reason and with no ill intent and motives. But just keep it real. You know, you don't have to tell me you're some Wall Street floor guy and then I find out you a runner or all of this. And that was years ago. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, anyways.
And yeah, fellas, don't cap. Just be who you are. These chicks ain't worth lying to or lying for. But yeah, I guess men and their ego. Yeah, when men get to a certain age, they want to present like a big dog no matter what they do. I get it. Because they feel like at this age in my life as a man, I should be a big dog in some capacity. But it's okay. You know, it's okay if you're not a big dog. 90% of men aren't. And you just seem more cringe when you try to posture like you're a big dog when you just clearly aren't. But yeah, she might not be a bad person, but she's a bad dating option. I'm glad she's serving the community and serving God's people. But as far as a dating option, hell no.
So what are your deal breakers?
Mochas. Oh my God. I must have had a traumatizing experience as a child with cigarettes. Because, you know, smokers, you know, I like good hygiene. I love men cologne. You know, I want a nigga to smell good, look good.
That ship has sailed.
I'm a Leo. You know what I'm saying? So you got to, you know, listen, I'm sitting in my living room. I got on a nice little sundress because I did the phone thing with dude. Otherwise, I'd have been in my gown, ready to get up in the morning, do some things around the house. You know, that type stuff.
And you got people who don't want to see that.
I love you, Kendrick. You are so beautiful, and I'm so glad you're from Connecticut. That, like, blows me away.
There's something seriously wrong with you.
My last relationship was in 2023, baby girl, with the one that I was engaged to out of Philly. I ended that engagement. They're going, you know, they've moved on, gotten married. That's over. And I'm not so quick to jump in committed relationships because, listen, I'm a grandmother. You understand? So I'm at a place where as much as I love, I can wait on the right love. I'm not just going to be with someone for the sake of being with someone.
Thank you, Jesus!
After 30, the fairy tale stuff and love stuff ain't for you. It's time to just be with anybody who's a decent human being and just respect him and take care of him, and he'll take care of you. And just for practical reasons, it ain't about love no more after 30, and definitely not after 60.
There's too much of that going on. You know, you tell someone you're single and you look good. I'm riding around and I got a drop top for the summer, a truck for the winter, you know, the work truck out front. And folks is looking at the outside like, why is she single? Why does she have? There's nothing wrong with being single. I'm single, sexy, happy, living and enjoying life. And when the right one comes along, by the grace of God, I'll know it. And we'll move ahead from there.
Okay.
Have you ever wanted to believe in something, even though you knew it couldn't be true? Did you ever want to believe it so bad you didn't pay attention to what your common sense was telling you? Next time you get the big head and think you can do everything by yourself, remember nobody can, not even Mr. T.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life. Walk out on it 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my